Nolte, MSNBC anchor Tiffany Cross backs call for more unrest in the streets. By John Nolte on August 17, 2020. With a number of Democrat-run cities already ravaged by unrest in the streets, Squad member Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA, got on national television and called for more. And MSNBC anchor Tiffany Cross agreed with her. There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around, Pressley told MSNBC over the weekend. To which the MSNBC anchor responded with, "I have no retort to that. That is certainly accurate." A lunatic congresswoman called for more unrest in the streets, even with Portland and Seattle basically on fire. Just days after Chicago's unrest resulted in the pillaging of the city's magnificent mile. Just weeks after the razing of Minneapolis and New York City becoming a ghost town. And a national news anchor's only response is that is certainly accurate. Yes, this actually happened on a national news network during the same weekend this happened. And this. And this. And this and this and this. Pressley is a high-profile member of an elite and media-adored group of young, extremist congresswomen affectionately dubbed the Squad. Other members include Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who is most famous for her hyphen and killing countless jobs in New York City, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who is most famous for her raging anti-Semitism, her affection for her brother, and paying unbelievable amounts of campaign cash to her lover's company, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, who is also famous for her Jew-hated, as well her affection for conspiracy theories and being easily triggered. All four Squad members are strongly in favor of defunding the police. And now Pressley will be forever remembered for believing there is not enough unrest in the streets, while a national network heartily agreed. Need I even say it? Imagine the corporate media if, even during calm times, a member of the Republican Party or any right-leaning person called for unrest in the streets. Remember the media freakouts over perfectly peaceful Tea Party gatherings where, afterwards, everyone cleaned up their own litter? This is how far gone the media are. I don't blame Pressley. She's a lunatic, a revolutionary socialist doing what revolutionary socialists do. We have been plagued with Ianga's Pressleys for more than a century. Whether it's Lenin's version of Marxist socialism or Hitler's version of National Socialism or Pressley's version of social justice socialism, because they cannot win at the ballot box, violence is the only way. But this is, and this is important, the first time in my lifetime that the corporate media have openly encouraged political violence. This is the first time in my lifetime a major political party, the Democrats, have openly encouraged political violence. And this is why I, along with millions and millions of others, are stocking up on guns and ammunition. This is not a drill. The Democrats are coming for our guns and the media's and the Democrats' brown shirts are coming for us. We know this because they have said so. I choose to take them at their word. They have already come for the cities. They have just begun to move into residential areas. The suburbs and rural America are next. When the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter say they are coming for me, that's one thing. But when the establishment media and elected Democrats champion violence against me, that's everything. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.